Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube live streaming, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojoba Maria Nsoroma, and June is the third water month of this mineral year. It's the second of the three water months. We only need three. Three is enough in this mineral year of clarity, confidence, and courage. This June especially brings radical transitions and deep transformations. Emotional support is my theme this month because it is so essential to navigating this deep change. So over the four broadcasts this month and live streams, I'm sharing wisdom and insights to help you grow your ability to manifest emotional support. you know, our culture conditions us to value financial support more than emotional support. So we can miss out on the most loving of human experiences, which is to give and receive emotional support. Tonight, my spiritual spill is on emotional presencing, and I will share wisdom and insight on how this enhances our experience of giving and receiving emotional support, and also how it moves you out of emotional ignorance and into emotional intelligence, which, of course, is what you have to possess if you are going to be able to not transfer your pain onto other people and things around you. Now, for those of you who may be watching or listening for the first time, let me give you a quick overview of Wisdom Walk. It is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support you in learning how to recognize and release any pain and all the pain that may be blocking fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy endings and happy beginnings in life. So every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, I broadcast live on both Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, unless I'm on hiatus, which will be happening next month, or the unexpected occurs, like my Wi-Fi decides it doesn't want to support me in doing my work. But if for some reason you can't access the internet to listen or watch, you can always listen to the live radio broadcast at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. You can ask questions or share comments on my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com, or on my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. You know, we put comments in the box, after the box below this broadcast. So now that that's all said, I would invite you to relax, breathe, lay back, sit back, and join me for this exploration of your inner landscape, where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Now, before I really begin with my show, I like to always stop and honor the ancestors. These are the persons for whom we are dependent upon, and I'm very grateful to, for our existence. If it wasn't for the people who came before us, we wouldn't be here. So in my tradition and in this ancient wisdom from Africa that I wisdom keep, it's so important to take time to honor the ancestor, to treat them like they are present with you, working with you, guiding you, loving on you, because in these human bodies, there's no way we can do this all on our own. And tonight I wanted to share with you a poem that I found in this book that I really love. In fact, I had experienced this book at somebody's house and then couldn't remember the name of it and spent like 10 years finding it. I don't know if you can see it, but it's Prayers for Healing. And it's 365 blessings, poems, and meditations from around the world with an introduction by the Dalai Lama. And again, this is it again, so you can see, because it's a really, really great, great book. It's got everything in here from African songs to Native American proverbs, African proverbs, to poems, and like this one that I'm going to read to you right now because it's so perfect. It says, from nothingness, from the play of molecules in evolution, passed through countless generations, tokens of vitality and form, my seed atoms came from you. Carried on a wave of chance, coincidence, and hidden necessity, my portion of cosmic dust passed through you. I am awed by that miracle at each step that leads to my being. Yet, here I am, and so you are. I am the messenger of my father and mother, a conduit for your future, and through this, you live in me. Not just the stuff of our genes, but the stuff of your dreams, too. For as I feel the years imprint their inevitable marks on my skin, I look more honestly and clearly into my soul and see you. I feel your fears and sorrows in my chest, caught in the intake of my breath, thumping in my heart. I feel your cherished joys pumping through my veins when I hear a favorite song after I've run along my skyline, when I look out on the waves or the face of the sun and feel it warm my smile. If I'm quiet and still enough, I can feel you living through me. I recognize your spirit stirring memories, emotions, and desires. Sometimes I look out on my world as if my eyes are windows to our common soul. I share this with you in gratitude and love, always. And the author is Christian De Quincey, and his poem is called From You Through Me to You to My Parents, Donnie and Rita. And if you do get this book, it was on today's date, June 23rd. So how synchronistic, you can't make this stuff up, that I would find that and that honoring of ancestors. And so just want to take a moment to invoke them and to bring them into this process, to have them be present with us as we explore our inner landscape. And so, ancestors, 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 we're calling out to you and we're asking and thanking you for being with us, for loving us, for wanting us to win, for having us be your dream of a better future, of a greater life, of a greater love. And so, help us to remember and to honor your existence in the non-physical, having been so physical so that we could be here. And also, we ask and thank you for enabling us to stay connected to our Creator, to our greater order and direction, for you are a great emissary between that which is, all that is, and us here in this physical plane, in this 3D reality. So again, thank you for the breath, thank you for the love, thank you for the guidance, thank you for the wisdom. May we continue to remember, may we always remember that we are worthy. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, in the name of all that is holy. I say amen, ashe aho asa, shinga bisliva, and so it is, ashe, ashe, yes. Thank you, thank you to the ancestors. And I'm going to share an ancestor moment I had today with you when I'm talking about emotional support. But right now I want to jump into a couple of things. Two things I want to make reference to. First is, I told myself I should always do this, just to make sure that somebody sees this video or hears this broadcast, that they know that I have written my first book called The Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain. And what it does, I think, a really great job of is giving you the foundational information about the Dagra Medicine Wheel, which is the picture on this cover rendered so beautifully by my dear friend and very noted artist, Shelby Keefe. And so this book acts as like a good foundational piece for anyone who's listening into these broadcasts on a regular basis, because it gives you all the information about the medicine wheel that you would need to really understand. Like when I start talking about the elemental week and the elemental day or the elemental year, you'll have a better understanding of what that's about. So I encourage you to get the book. It is online through Amazon, Balboa Press, and other places where fine books are sold. It's also in a Kindle version, too, so you can get it as a Kindle version. The other thing that's really important to me that I want to make reference to is about what's happening to the immigrant children at the border in this country, in the United States. It hurts my heart. I've seen pictures that we should never have to see of children or just human beings being in prison, basically, and separated from family, laying on a concrete ground with an aluminum blanket over them as if in the richest country in the world, there are no beds, there are no cots. You know, the system, I've worked with the criminal justice system over a long period of time, and I understand that there really still is, especially in this country, this belief that the only way you get people's behavior to change is that you treat them poorly. You treat them less than human, and that then is supposed to change their behavior. And, of course, there's been lots of research and stuff that shows, no, that's not going to change somebody's behavior. If anything, it's going to traumatize them even more. And that prison is supposed to be about rehabilitation, but it's very hard to do when there is so much fear about who it is that you are working with. And it's the same thing that's going on down at the border. There's a great fear of these people who are immigrants, and so they're being treated subhuman. They're being treated less than human, as if that's going to, you know, control them. And then they won't be wild and crazy, you know, whatever the fear piece is that's going on. This is so unacceptable to me. This is insanity. I am not only embarrassed, but I am infuriated to be a citizen of the United States, and especially as a Black person in the United States, and to have this happening. And so I have been praying about, you know, tell me, God, what is it that I can do? How can I impact the situation? Because I know there are people on the ground who are doing things, who are trying to make a difference. And but I did get some information today. I just recently joined Instagram. My Instagram account is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, of course. And I connected with Brené Brown, who I really like, has done such a great job talking about vulnerability. And she posted something that has cited an organization, a nonprofit organization, of legal persons who are able to go in and assess and identify children who are in need of care and get them out of that place and into something else. So I just want to give a shout out to Divine Aries, who is on the chat line with me on YouTube. Hi, Divine Aries. Good to see you. And so I want to give you this website, and I want to encourage you to give. Even $5 will make a difference, so don't think you have to give a lot. But it's so important. I know for me, it helps me. Like, I feel that I'm doing something. I'm not just hearing these horrible stories every day, but I'm doing something to help make that situation shift. This legal group can also work to get Congress to intervene, to get some changes going, and we really need to do that as a country. We need to take a stand against this kind of treatment. Otherwise, anything else we're talking about that we want to change, it doesn't make any sense. It's just crazy. We need to take care of this. So the name of the site is togetherrising.org, and it's all one word, togetherrising.org/give, and that way you'll access the portal to be able to give at least $5, if not more, of course. I will put this in the box below the video, and I will also post it on my Wisdom Walk Facebook page so that you can get easy access to it. And I will continue talking about this. If anybody knows of any other legal organizations or social service organizations that are doing things to shift that situation around, please share it, because the more we can support the people who are able to be on the ground to turn the situation around, the better. So, wonderful. Now I'm going to move into our elemental wisdom for the week, because we're coming into this final week of this very transformative, expansive energy month of June. And so this Tuesday, the 25th, which is the first day of the elemental week, because January 1st was on a Tuesday. So from the 25th to Monday, July 1st, we are going to be in an Earth week. And here are the opportunities and the distractions for this week. So isn't it interesting? All month long I'm talking about emotional support, giving and receiving. And this week the message is receive support. You are worthy. Embrace the power of self-love and honor the energetic of the earth element as you open yourself to receive what you need in order to be fulfilled, nurtured, appreciated, respected, and loved. Be self-full. This is the opposite of selfish. Be self-full. That's like putting on your oxygen mask first so that you can be of service to your family, your friends, to your community, to others. This is cosmic reciprocity, this ability to receive for all that you have done to support others. You deserve it. Ask and you shall receive. So this is a week where things should be coming to you. Allow yourself to have it. Allow yourself. It's going to shift you. It's going to be chaotic, maybe. It's going to disrupt some stuff. But allow yourself to have it. Say yes. I receive, I receive, I receive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Greatest prayer in the world. Here are some distractions. The fear of hearing no. So in your mind, if it's something that you're anticipating, something you're waiting for, your mind can start to generate that, oh, it's not going to happen. No, it's going to happen. No, don't entertain that. Shift out of that. When that happens, here's what you say. You know what? That might be true, but I'm open to learning something new, meaning I'm moving on. I'm not staying in that no area. The other one is the fear of being a burden. So that if this thing happens, then that means that I'm going to be a burden or I'm going to cause a problem for somebody or something. And you know what? That may be true, but be open to something new. And then last but not least, the fear of being judged as weak or as a failure. Really interesting. And you wouldn't think that if you're like open to receiving, getting something in, but sometimes to receive, we are in a very vulnerable spot. We're a very vulnerable situation, and we have to present ourselves as needing help and needing support. Like, I can't get to it on my own. I need some help. And so then we start to think that people are going to judge us. I'm weak. I'm a failure. Why are you doing that? And you know what? Again, that may be true, but open yourself to something new. Open yourself to somebody saying, wow, it takes a lot of courage to be that vulnerable and that open so that you can shift your situation around. Exactly. So, again, avoid all of that negativity. Stay positive. Stay open to receiving what it is that you deserve. It's coming to you. This is a gift from the universe. Now, next Tuesday, July 2nd, we'll begin a fire week and a fire month. I love it. And also July 2nd is a solar eclipse, so it's going to be a very exciting time in July. We're going to get to see, again, the movement after all of this transition in June. And, of course, I'll tell you about that in my next broadcast on the 30th. Now, astrologically, we don't have a lot of you know, significant, I'll say, things happening because they're already happening. Like all this stuff with Neptune square and Jupiter square and, you know, all that kind of stuff going on. And Sagittarius and Jupiter and Venus is opposing and this one's retrograde, you know, all that stuff is happening now. And so we're really, really feeling it. So what I got for you is this message from Lena Stevens, who's a shamanic astrologer. Her website is called The Power Path, and every month she does an astrological forecast. And so she says from tomorrow, the 24th through the 30th, we are still sifting and sorting, getting rid of physical, emotional, and mental clutter. And I know for so many people I know that this has been a time of let me go through stuff and throw things out. Some of it is the time of year, but it's also, too, this energy. It's like this stuff that's coming in is so expansive. It's so big. You've got to make room for it. You can't keep holding on to the stuff that no longer can serve you. So we're still in that process, she says. But she says, make the process fun. A little humor and laughter goes a long way to raise the vibration and keep you focused forward instead of backward. Creative problem solving can be a cooperative effort that inspires everyone. Who knows what new discoveries can happen when you adapt to the unknown in a positive way. So again, with all of this letting go, and there will be grief, you know, I had someone who was just in grief about stuff they had to let go of, even though, of course, they wanted to. I mean, they were making the choice to do it. It's not like they had to do it. But in that process, they, you know, had all this grief come up. So that will happen. But then we can also say, but let me make this fun. Let me have some fun with it. Let me go blow some bubbles and have some fun. Do a bubble ritual, blow and bubble ritual. And again, just a reminder that, you know, June was considered astrologically and astronomically a huge turning point because we did have Neptune, Saturn and Jupiter, all those big three planets in retrograde. And so the things that are happening now in June really will affect us throughout the rest of the year for over the next 6 months. We will be getting kind of the outcropping, if you will, of what is occurring now in June. So it's a big time, big, big, big energy. Navigating this energy, okay. In my previous two broadcasts, I talked about first just taking time to rest, to realize that you're going to feel a heaviness, you know, a fatigue even when the energy is this big. And I encouraged you to acknowledge that, to avoid negativity in all forms, people, places, and things, media, all of that, and to shift out of it and to take time to actually get still and listen to some meditation music or videos. And I referred you to Yellow Brick Cinema, which I really like on YouTube, and Meditative Mind, another channel that I think does a really good job playing things that last for like 8 to 10 hours. Some of them are 24 hours, so that while you're sleeping, you can have this background noise, this ambient music or white noise that really just helps you kind of stay in as calm and peaceful a place as possible as all of this energetic shifting up is going on. Last week I talked about accepting the change and to do that, to really allow yourself to feel it and release it through physical activity. And so I suggested, you know, long meditative walks or runs or swimming and or walking along a beach, meandering in the woods, you know, getting out in nature. And then I suggested taking a 20-minute salt bath to complete the calming down and letting go process. But again, having this consciousness about, okay, I've got to release, I've got to let stuff go. And so this week, I hold on for 1 second because I missed my place that I was holding. Okay, here we go. And so this week, the focus is on emotional support. And this is about connecting with those with whom you can be your authentic self. You know, people that you know really can hold space for you, really have your back, because they demonstrated that, not somebody that you think will have your back. I mean, it's got to be people you know you can rely on. And sometimes that's family members, sometimes it's friends. Sometimes it's people you may not talk to often, but you know when you reach out to them, they got you. They got you, yeah. So you want to do that. Make sure you're touching base with people who you can be your authentic self with. Share your feelings and listen to them share theirs. Let it be reciprocal. Hold space for each other. And daily, I have a friend who's in another country, and we set up our time so that it works, that we'll both be conscious, you know, not just waking up, but at a good time. And we just kind of WhatsApp each other back and forth on a daily basis to hold the space, to encourage each other, to hear what's going on, to give some positive feedback, reinforcement. And that really, really is important. It really helps. Now, if you can't find someone to be vulnerable with, then write out your feelings or sing them or express them through playing a musical instrument or creating a piece of visual art or any form of loving expression. I have a niece who does crocheting. She's a master crocheter. She's just amazing. And she does that a lot to just help keep her calm down, getting those feelings out. It really helps her. Avoid sedation in any form. That's the most important thing, because this is about being emotionally intelligent, right? We want to get these feelings up and out. We don't want to ignore them, go into our emotional ignorance. No, we want to be able to feel them. So getting that emotional support from someone or through self-expression will help you do that. Will help you do that. Okay. Now, here we are at the halfway mark, and so I'm going to spend the rest of the time in this broadcast and YouTube Live talking about manifesting emotional support, picking up where we left off from last week, although I'm going to do a little review of last week, so emotional support and those universal blocks. Then I'm going to talk about emotional presencing, which I really love, and I'll give you a personal story of what happened to me today to illustrate what I mean by emotional presencing. And then, of course, I'll leave you with another personal challenge. My opening quote for this week is, "All negativity is caused by an accumulation of psychological time and denial of the present. Unease, anxiety, tension, stress, worry, all forms of fear are caused by too much future and not enough presence. Guilt, regret, resentment, grievances, sadness, bitterness, and all forms of non-forgiveness are caused by too much past and not enough presence." And that comes from the wonderful Eckhart Tolle, who I believe is a walk-in. I really think he's a walk-in, alien walk-in. I mean, he's just like, yeah, amazing. And he wrote this book called The Power of Now, which that is an excerpt from. So, emotional support, as I've been talking about over these last previous broadcasts, it is essential. It's essential to our ability to be here in the 21st century and not committing the crimes of the early 20th century, or just from our human past, that we have to realize that we're at a place now where we have to stop believing that people are disposable. We have got to realize that we have grown beyond that, and to step into valuing and having a reverence for human life, that of ourselves, that of others, that of the animals. Yeah, I just read that New Zealand has said that animals are sentient beings, meaning, oh, they've got some soul. Like, they're not just here for us to just do with whatever we want. Like, we need to honor them. Of course, it's a very ancient indigenous wisdom. But it's so wonderful to see that a modern government is actually making that part of their laws, that animals are sentient beings. So that, again, that respect for humanity, that's what we're moving toward, and for all living things. And the only way you will get to really experience that and support that is that you have to be able to be emotionally intelligent. You have to be able to feel. And when you can feel, that's when you can give and receive emotional support. A big thing, of course, that happens for us as humans is that we get locked into a survival mentality. And in that survival mentality, whether it is foisted upon us by a war, by a natural disaster, by just bad economic and social planning, when we're in that position, we are not as able to be emotionally intelligent. We are so focused on survival that we will shut our emotions down so that we can make it through, so that we can get through. The problem is we forget that our real status as human beings is to be emotionally accessible, emotionally supportive, emotionally available. And so not growing out of what survival mode has taught us causes great, great problems to humanity. So to manifest emotional support, we do have to be emotionally intelligent, not emotionally ignorant. And so that's what I talked about last week. And I had a handout here. Get that. That gives some information. Here it is. Gives some information about emotional intelligence, which is basically about having a consciousness about your emotions, knowing how to manage your emotions. And what I mean by manage your emotions, that means that when I know what I'm feeling, I get to choose how to react or respond, how to react or respond. And I need to decide that based on the situation I'm in, how will my behavior affect people around me, you know, how will my behavior help me to move forward out of a situation or to receive emotional support, you know. So that's the managing piece. But you can't even get to manage your emotions if you're not even conscious that you have them, right? So it's a consciousness of your emotions, managing your emotions so that you can have more fulfilling and healthy interpersonal relationships, and so that you can also feel good about yourself. Feel good about yourself. So that's basically emotional intelligence, and emotional ignorance would be the opposite of that. It is not having a consciousness of your feelings, being shut down to your emotions, which means then you cannot manage them. Donald Trump is a great example, and he, of course, is not alone, which is why how he got elected. But he's not alone in being in that way where he just is, like, out of control at times over things that you would think, like, really? Really? This is what you really need to be upset about, and you're upset about this? Like, what's going on here? You know, so he's someone who has a difficulty in managing his emotions. And also, it reflects in relationships. In relationships, people who aren't able to manage their emotions have a hard time being able to relate to a diverse population of people. They're usually going to have very narrow groups of people or just one group of people that they feel they can relate to. So we live in a very diverse world. And so, and we're in a global economy, so anyone who's going to be able to be effective in their living in the 21st century has got to be able to know how to handle their emotions, know how to be emotionally intelligent so that they're more able to deal with all of the diversity that is our reality. So last week I wanted to talk and dive into a little more about emotional ignorance. And that is what blocks us to emotional intelligence. And to really help you understand that you're not making it up. It is something that occurs usually starting in childhood, where you learn how to shut down your emotions. And I also wanted to illustrate using the four essential archetypes as found in Carolyn Meese's seminal work, Sacred Contracts, that you can use these universal symbols of the human experience to better understand your emotional shutdown. Because, see, if you can't understand your emotional shutdown, then you can't shift out of it. So it's a couple of things here, right? You got to first be conscious of whether or not you're shut down or how shut down you are. And then you have to understand why you're shut down. And all of that then enables you to get to emotional presencing, which I'll talk about in just a second. A shout out to my dear friend, Gorilla Hugs, Ms. Magella, over there in London. And she's listening in, so I'm just doing a quick shout out to her. Hey, Jella, love you. So the four archetypes, again, these universal symbols of human experience coined by Carl Jung, but it's based on this notion of collective consciousness, another very ancient indigenous understanding. So the four essential archetypes, these experiences that we all have as human beings, are basically experience of the child, and I focused on the wounded child, the experience of a victim, the experience of a saboteur, meaning you're sabotaging yourself, and the experience of the prostitute, which isn't about a lady of the night or a man of the night, someone selling their body. It means more about giving your power away, not sharing it, but giving it away. And so using these archetypes, I was able to illustrate how someone can learn to shut down their feelings and shut down their ability to give emotional support or to receive emotional support. So with the child, I talked about how if you don't get acknowledgement and reciprocity emotionally back from your parents, then you'll begin to develop a belief that you shouldn't expect it. And you usually will turn into someone who becomes a rescuer, not knowing that you're doing that so that you can get someone to emotionally support you or to recognize you. The problem with that is that it's a one-way bargain. The person that you're rescuing doesn't know that you're expecting them to rescue you back. And so eventually you can get really burnt out. This is the, you know, the story of most human service professionals. You can get burnt out, resentful, judgmental, because your needs are not getting met. Another way that you can learn to shut down the reciprocity of give and receive is if you are smothered by a parent or parents, meaning that everything is done for you, everything is given to you. There's no expectation that you're supposed to also give. And so you don't. And you just think like, oh, this is how the world works, and I can just expect to receive, but I don't have to give anything back. And then, of course, when you learn that you can give back, you do it in a very selfish way. Again, making that one-way bargain that, you know, if I do this, then I'm supposed to get something back, where the other person may not be in on that agreement. And again, in both of these situations, it really is someone learning that they cannot easily give or receive or both. The victim archetype, as we all know very well, living in a victim consciousness, and basically when you are believing that you are a victim, and you may be unconscious about it even, that it's so deeply embedded in your psyche, you're unable to experience that reciprocal nature of emotional support because you don't believe you have anything to give. So you're always taking, taking, taking. It's like, I've got to receive, I've got to receive. It's a very codependent way of, you know, being in relationship. And over time, it leads to jealousy, envy, and resentment from those from whom you receive support. So it's one that definitely doesn't work. Saboteur, another way that we get shut down. When we're caught up in self-sabotage, regardless of how much support we receive, it's never going to be enough. And this is in a way, too, where we can betray the trust that people who give to us have in us, because we will just sabotage our ability to be reciprocal. We'll always have some excuse, or there's something going on, it ain't, you know, I just can't pay you back, or I can't keep my promise, you know. And it has to do with self-worth. It's rooted in that. And until you're able to believe in your value and your worth, you never know what is enough or how to use the emotional support that you receive to transform yourself. So it's like this, you know, being on this kind of a hamster wheel. You know, just keep going around and around and around, but you're never getting anywhere. And again, ultimately, too, you become judgmental, jealous, envious, and resentful from those who you receive support, because again, you can't break out of that belief system of saboteur, that I don't deserve to be whole. And then last but not least, the prostitute archetype. Because we really are here as human beings to share our power, not give it away, this is about the belief that the only way I can survive, the only way I can have my needs met, is to give my power away, to give away my authentic self, to not do my true desires, but to focus on what somebody else's desires are, and that then becomes my true desires. So it gets really twisted. Again, we live in a culture where there is an expectation for financial, material, and for social success that is based on you giving away your power. You know, you got to pay the piper, you got to give it up, you know, that's the only way you can get in, you know, that kind of thing. Emotions are considered roadblocks to success in this scenario, and you attract people that support you in that belief, in your emotional ignorance. And I made the reference to Scrooge from the story A Christmas Carol. Before the ghosts come and transform him into a human being. But when we first meet him, he is just like that. You know, he is just totally at the mercy of money. He is a prostitute to his wealth. And as a result of that, he, you know, is just so emotionally shut down. And he becomes a bully, and he shames people, you know, because there's nothing going on inside of him. You know, he falls into self-righteousness and paranoia, which is what happens when we are not able to really access the truth of who we are. So there you have it again, and a quick review of the four archetypal ways in which we can be blocked emotionally and in our ability to give support emotionally and to receive emotional support. So, having said all that, the big question is, so how do I break out of that? Like, how do I shift out of that? Because in your personal challenge last week, I asked you to think about which of those archetypes are at work in your life. Where is it that it's going? I know for me, for a long time, I was in that victim place, very much in that victim place in terms of giving and receiving emotional support, so that I always felt like I could receive it, but I really couldn't give it. And then I switched over to the wounded child, and I was able to be a rescuer, but again, I was expecting something back, and it didn't come, and I got really burnt out. So how did I grow through that, up out of that? Well, one thing is you really do get tired. You get tired that it's not working. It's like, wait a minute, why isn't this working? It should be working. What's going on here? And so emotional presencing. There is a wonderful a professor from MIT named Dr. Otto Scharmer. And he wrote this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book called Theory U. And it's based on the research and stuff he's done over the years that really gives you leadership capacities, for those who want to make a difference in the 21st century, and that's what Theory U is about. It's a process of through these leadership and growing these leadership capacities. And one of the capacities is presencing. And in fact, this organization is called the Presencing Institute. Isn't that cool? So here's what he describes as emotional, or I put the emotional in front of it, but this is what he describes as presencing. It's a capacity to connect to the deepest sources of self, to go to the inner place, which I call the inner landscape, of stillness, where knowing comes to the surface. Basically, presencing is that following the feelings into your inner landscape, because only then will you be able to transform them. You cannot give or receive emotional support if you are unconsciously transferring your pain. I'll repeat that. You cannot give or receive emotional support if you are unconsciously transferring your pain. And those four archetypal examples that I gave you, the wounded child, the victim, the saboteur, the prostitute, that's all pain. That's all pain, and that's all about transferring your pain. So even though you may be in the process of thinking you're giving support, transferring pain. And that's why it's interesting. That's why if you notice, if you've been in a situation where you thought, I'm helping this person out, but their response back to you is not what you expect. They're kind of like, oh, you're trying to control me, or, oh, no, I don't need that, or, no, I don't want that. You know, you get that kind of like a negative reaction. You need to check. You need to check yourself, and you got to really ask yourself, why am I doing this? What is my expectation? Because if we're giving in order to directly receive back from that person, we may be in trouble because they may not have it to give. They may be in their victim mode, right, or in their wounded child mode. When you give, you want to be able to do it in a way that you open up to however the universe, your God, all that is going to give you back. Your job is just to be open to receive, not try to figure out how it's going to come. And so you got to get cleaned out in order to be able to do that, meaning that you've got to be present to your emotions and to your feelings so that you really understand why you're doing what it is you're doing in the way that you're doing it. And it's the same thing with receiving. Like, why am I receiving this? Why is this happening? You know, is this real? Is this really, you know, something coming around and it's time? Or have I manipulated something or someone so that I can get something from them in a very codependent way? Like, what's going on? So all of that is really, really significant and important. And the only way you can get to discern, to understand, to really look at what's going on in my experience of manifesting emotional support is I've got to get to my present. I got to do my presencing. And to get present, you got to get still, like he says in his definition. You know, go to that inner place of stillness where knowing comes to the surface. Yeah. Yeah. So here's a quick example of presencing that I had just today. So last night I had some dreams and there was some fire stuff in it and some running around a witch's castle, you know, I'm trying to get out, all that kind of stuff was going on. And when I became more conscious, the fire thing, I started to think about my grandfather. My grandfather had been a welder in a shipyard in Quincy, Massachusetts for most of his career. He got trained during World War II, started out in a shipyard in Wilmington, Delaware, and when they moved, he moved with them, the family moved. And so I'm feeling this grandfather energy, you know. It's like, okay, and that fire says to me, you know, it's the ancestors who are trying to talk to you, okay? But I'm kind of, you know, waking up and going about my business and, you know. And then I hear something say to me, you need to read your inspirational book, your 365 days inspirational things. I'm like, okay, I can do that. So I did get still enough to open up the page, and I read that to you at the beginning of the broadcast. That was what I read. And when I read this about, oh my, you know, basically about honoring the ancestors, realizing these are the persons whose shoulders you're standing upon, you are their dream. And it went like click. And I realized that I've got all of this emotion inside of me. And it just grips me. And then in the next moment, I am hearing a message from the ancestors. And they're saying to me, you know, we're so proud of you. Good for you. You're hanging in there. You never give up. You keep going. We're so proud of you. And I'm just like feeling this, like, you know, almost a little overwhelmed, like, wow, you know. And so then I say, okay, I'm waking up. This is, you know, coming from the dream. You know, this is nice. This is good. Let me keep going. So I keep moving. And then I decide I need to go to the store, and I'm going to walk around the corner. And I start walking, and something says to me, call your friend. You know, like, this is the emotional support time. And said, call your friend. You need to just reach out. So I call my friend, doesn't answer. I keep walking. And just when I get to the supermarket entrance, the phone rings, and it's my friend calling back. And my friend says, well, the reason I didn't call you is because I'm doing a fire ritual in my backyard right now. And I'm like, oh my God. And so I go into an aisle that is empty. It's got like paper towels in it, whatnot. And we're talking, and I start to share with her about the message I got from the ancestors. I mention my grandfather's name, and then I lose it. I just start crying profusely, because now my granddad is right there with me, and he's saying, you are my dream. The reason I could stay in that shipyard and do that stuff was because I knew that my children and my grandchildren wouldn't have to suffer like this. They wouldn't have to go through this, that you were going to have your education, and you were going to move mountains, and you were going to do this. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I was almost hysterical, you know. And my friend's on the phone with me just holding space. The fire's going in the backyard, and I'm just letting myself cry. And, you know, I have a Bluetooth in my ear, right? You know, it's not like I'm holding the phone up to my ear. So, like, I'm snotting, crying, you know, talking to them, making some talk to my friends, you know. And a couple of people come down the aisle. I'm, like, facing the paper towels, right, holding onto the shelf. And I'm just having my moment, you know. And I know they must have, like, this woman's a little crazy. Like, aisle 9, you got somebody over here that's kind of being a little crazy, you know. But I didn't care. Because I was being present to those emotions that needed to well up in me and needed to come out. And I don't need to analyze it or anything. I just needed to feel it, because it had obviously been bubbling up all night long. I needed to get to this, to these emotions, to this feeling. And it was just such a beautiful release. Such a beautiful release. Like, I've been holding in some kind of a fear, some kind of a block about, you know, moving forward in my life, taking a next step in my life. And this just was like, oh no, you need to know it ain't just about you. Like, this has been coming for a long, long time. And so it was such, you know, turned into be such a beautiful, beautiful moment. And when I came back from the store, I did have to lay down. I was just like taken out. And how wonderful to be able to allow ourselves to have that. You know, and I'm sure I'll get some more revelation, some more insight, you know, something will show up as a result. But it's that kind of experience that we can have. It was a most loving experience for me. Like, I felt good about myself after that. I felt relieved after it. You know, I knew something had shifted. Something had shifted. So whatever that fear stuff is that I was obviously holding in, it's gone. It just went gone. And so, again, I share that with you because that to me is a great example of presencing, that You just want to be willing to allow yourself to follow the feelings, to follow the feelings. You know, again, I always talk about being connected to the ancestors because they really guide us. You know, I there's no rational reason why the thought of my grandfather and him being a welder should have elicited that kind of emotion, but it did. It really, really did. And so it's, you know, it's real and it's very powerful. And my personal challenge to all of you this week goes back to what I said in terms of navigating the energy, this expansive energy that we're going through now. And it is about allowing yourself to get emotional support, because I got physical or virtual over the phone emotional support that I needed. And then I got my non-physical emotional support from my grandfather and the ancestors that were with me as I'm snotting and crying in the supermarket. So allow yourself, open yourself up to receiving the emotional support that you need. Connect with those, again, for whom you can be authentic, share your feelings, listen to theirs, hold space for each other daily, like I told you with my friend. If you can't find somebody to be vulnerable with, then do take the time to write out your feelings or record them on your phone. Sing them, express them in music, in play, in, you know, a beautiful piece of artwork, a collage, whatever, anything that is a self-loving expression. But do avoid sedation in any form because, again, you want to become emotionally intelligent so that you're not transferring your pain, that you are allowing yourself to have the support that you need. Drugs, alcohol, food, shopping, indiscriminate sex, etc., those things will only delay the ultimate process, which is that you have to feel it and you have to release it, as I did in the supermarket. So that's my personal challenge to you to do that. And again, I will write it in the box below this video. I will also post it on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio. Wow, we have come to the conclusion of this week's Spiritual Spill. And so, as always, I want to take a moment to shout out to my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and to the entire Be Well Black Hole Radio family. Also, her youngest daughter, Mathia, is graduating tomorrow from high school, getting ready to go to college. So congratulations, Mathia, and to the entire family. I know that it's going to be a glorious, glorious day. I also want to shout out to my regular listeners and to Miss Sarah, who is determined to get my book to Michael Beckwith and Oprah. And I am so grateful to her for her emotional and marketing support of my book. And I can tell you, she's the best. She is the best. If anybody can make this happen, it's her. So when I'm on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, you all are going to know how that happened. It was Miss Sarah, Dr. Sarah Sherman Drapkin. Also, shout out to those who are been able to watch me live, Divine Aries and Gorilla Hugs. Thank you, thank you. I love having an audience that I know about. And to all those who have Wisdom Walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those who may be listening in or watching for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. I could not do this without your support. Next week, I'll conclude manifesting emotional support by going to the movies and sharing with you great movie scenes that feature these elements of manifesting emotional support. That's going to be fun. Again, my Facebook page is Wisdom Walk Radio. My YouTube channel is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a blessed Earth Week. Receive that support, that expansive gift from the universe that is due you. And most importantly, please remember, like those children at the border, You are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.